Wake up, Scroll Club. Your girls, Jen and V, are on the mic, honey. All righty. Welcome to another episode of Scrolling with Jen and V. We are your hosts. To my right, this bombshell. What is your name, dear?
Jen. Hey, y'all. Hey.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
And I'm your girl, V Greasy. And y'all know we have a jam-packed show for you guys tonight. So get to talking, texting, and tagging those friends and tell them to tap the hell in.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, tap in.
Yes. And of course, we always have a baby all on ready. Always, honey. Could be alcohol, could be non-alcohol, but we got a baby on ready. Cheers, Jen.
Cheers, boo.
To another great show.
Absolutely.
Sip, sip, sip. Mm-hmm. If you need some drink inspo, easy recipes, you know where to go. Check out our Instagram, TikTok, all of that at Jen and V on TV. We got plenty of recipes available for you guys to grab. And tag us when you make this stuff.
Yeah,
tag
we want to see if y'all making them.
Yeah, make us proud.
And you put y'all own little touch on it.
Yeah.
That's what you have.
Put
that's
a little stink on it. Yeah, I love that. All right, Jen, what's our first segment for tonight? Main event. What is that her looking like? Okay, yo, her looking like. Is it popping? Is it not popping? Is it bad? Is it like, ugh.
Is it something you'd rock?
Okay. All right.
No.
Because I'm JB.
I will do that. I mean, I really didn't expect this, V. Okay. IG user Sasha Fierce.
That's Beyonce's alter ego. Okay.
Posted this.
I'm about to show y'all the real definition of you gotta laugh to keep from crying. Mind you, I have a flight in the morning. I'm going on vacation in the morning. Why would this happen to me?
Oh.
Bruh, this is not the color!
Auto style.
I haven't unpacked from coming home 2 days ago. I got to repack. I got to get my cousin from the airport. I got to go to the barbershop. I got to clean my truck out. Oh my God, I got to redo my hair. Help!
Girl, just go get you a wig at this point because, you got too much to do. That is an epic color fail.
Girl, look at her hair color style picture.
Right.
At the top.
Exactly. It's identical to that. Like,
I like her style, though.
Yeah. She has like an edgy, edgy vibe nice to her, like a rock star kind
but
of vibe.
I feel that. Like, it looked like you got electrocuted.
Ooh.
Like some static in your
and
clothes.
And wasn't somebody new who did your hair? Don't go to a new hairstylist when you're trying to go out of town, you're trying to get things done. Mm. It is, sis.
She gonna get it together.
Got faith
she gonna
in
look
her
good for her flight.
Yeah.
For her trip.
A girl, she go gonna get it together. A wig, a well kept.
I will tell you, women are determined to get their look together. If it come down to something, we gonna get it together.
Because if that hair ain't right, everything else ain't
girl,
right.
Girl, I can find somebody real quick. Do you cornrow?
Yeah.
Or the, something?
A
you
quick
know,
remedy.
A quick two strand or
something
like. Babe, we got faith. I want to see part two, though. We want to see how it ultimately came out for your trip, okay?
All right, y'all. They always say elders know best. So let's see what Ainie's got for us.
Auntie is this?
What you got for us? I should use it at Wonder Mother 4.
It's always that.
Let's see what you posted. She don't call me baby boo. Before and after? She don't call me baby boo. And she trying to do like the little clock that T I get. Ainie, no ma'am. No ma'am. Press ham. No ma'am.
Reel that back. When she shake her head. Right here. No. That's a no. Yeah, we know.
Ainie say, don't play with me, honey.
That's a no, honey.
I know how to get my hair together at the house. I ain't got to go to no stylist like the last video, honey. I can get my hair together
like
at the house. Ah, yes. Yes. Yes, Jen. Looking like Pastor Leviticus.
Talk to
right.
me.
Okay.
Is it this
talk to
talk
me
to
nice,
me.
Honey. Or she's trying to do the clock the T.
She say.
Ain't you got that wrong.
She
too.
Did.
It ain't, it's
she
not
said
all
this.
What,
she say.
Like, I know I hide. I know I'm bad.
If you feel good about yourself, who are we to say?
Mm-mm.
Who are we to say?
Ain't okay. Say she got the men's and her DMs,
I bet she
honey.
Got more men than me.
She got the men's and the DMs.
Girl,
like, girl,
baby.
Let me rub on that bang.
Baby. Mm-hmm. She probably got them lined up. They probably feeling them bangs.
Ain't to say, this the cat cow,
she,
honey.
She had a product. She did the transition.
Right.
She did a better transition than me. I still don't know how to do a transition.
She's after me like the TikTok girls, honey. Show you the before and after with the product.
Let's go. Okay, y'all. When he's got hair everywhere except there. IG user LTattoo_666. Let's see, where they balled at.
I wanna be a slave, I wanna be a master. I wanna make your heartbeat run like roller coaster. I wanna be a good boy, I wanna be a gangster. Cause you could be the beauty and I could
be the all hair?
Wait a minute.
Is that all hair?
No.
Oh
no.
My gosh, I thought he had a coat on.
Me too. That's a coat. Y'all, that's a werewolf then. He's a werewolf.
Oh, he is walking the earth.
Oh,
V.
No. No, no. No, y'all.
He is walking the earth.
That's insanity work. Wait a minute. Replay that again.
I even
y'all.
Look like he got a hoodie on from the back.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up. I could see the hair now. But I literally was not seeing it at
me either. Like he had on a coat.
I'm like, where's the hair at?
Elato. Like, oh my gosh.
That's a lot of hair. You don't even need a jacket.
No, you apparently not. Oh, wow. Okay, I have questions because I want to see the wee-wee area, the pelvic area. Like, what is that when he got up? See, his hair out.
He got pants on. You can't see nothing.
Okay.
But I guarantee it's probably all like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I said he got hair everywhere except.
On his head? Because that's where the exception looks like it is to me.
Where's the exception? The face?
Right, because, oh.
And I mean, he got a full blown beard.
That's a hairy monster.
That's a hairy man.
Now, Jen, you know I'm finna ask you. You
That's
know
a
I am.
Hairy man.
You know a question is coming. You might well go on and answer without me even asking.
That is a lot of hair.
Would you date a man with all that?
No,
like that.
No, girl. You
can pull his hair and be like, hey.
Because I can't feel no skin. And even if I had a baby for you, you know how they say body contact, skin on skin?
Right.
So your baby would get to. He can't even do
he
that
can't
for
even
me.
Do that. Like
I can't even do that for
wow.
me.
Wow.
That's so much. That is a that
lot
is
of
that
hair.
Is thick.
So you having to shampoo
he
and wash all
that
hair
on
off.
In that snow.
He doing all the motions in.
And even though he's in a snowy atmosphere, which he's probably living in and used to, he probably didn't feel that
he
cold.
That's got another level of, that's wild. All right, y'all. Last one from Main Event. I was not expecting that. Damn. All right, sis, they ain't your friends. I say, sis, they ain't your friends.
You need to know that before you call them friends.
I just use it as schizolo. Show us what you posted. POV. Why not turn into what if we have you a...
They cut it?
A bob right now. What if we gave you a bob right now is what they said. Point of view. Oh, no. And she let them do it. You see them doing it, and you... And it's ugly. It's not even... No, ma'am. Unless... You clearly was okay with it.
That's Queen Farquaad.
Right, Jen. Yes. Yes. Lord Dad Farquaad.
That's Queen Farquaad.
Yes. Yes, Jen. Perfect.
But you know what? It had to be a situation where she was ready for a haircut.
It had to be. Because she was like
that,
laughing.
In order for that to happen.
Right. Wine night turned into Bob night. That's what it looked like. Because like, ain't no way in the world.
To come up and say, let's get tipsy on all this Texas Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we just cut your hair?
And you say, okay, let's
do
it. No, I dare you.
What we can do is make puff paint shirts. Because you're not cutting my locks.
You are not cutting. Oh,
no.
Baby.
But you know, that's what they do.
That's what they,
that's,
right.
I mean, that's what they do.
You gave them consent when you started laughing and kicking about it. So that means, like, we'll keep going.
Y'all must be real on that wine.
Honey, what kind of wine is that?
Right.
All right, y'all, we got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know we got more for you. What we got for them, JB?
We do. We got a little chit-chat coming up, y'all. So stay right there. Make sure you come and bump these gums with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We are at the second part of the show. And are y'all ready?
Yes.
We know V ready. She over here responding for y'all, okay? So let's get to scrolling. How about that?
Ma'am.
All right, what we got for him, V?
Chick Chat!
Chick Chat, we got your back on that.
Baby, the we bump girl gums, whether it's in the beauty shop, whether it's in a tattoo parlor, you be talking to your tattoo artist, like, pay attention.
Focus.
Okay? We love to talk. Women love to talk. But y'all men like to talk, too. Mm-hmm. Y'all be doing it a little bit more sometimes than us. All right, now I'm going to kick us off.
All right.
Sis, have you ever seen that sex toy?
What? Oh.
Well, we gonna see. I haven't. I know mine's always happy.
Happy, baby.
Okay, we both happy.
With all happy right? endings.
IG user Sunil underscore felines posted this. Oh, he looks sad. He like, what? I don't know, customers? He look like he lost.
Right. Oh.
Like he waiting on an Uber.
You trying to get people to come into the store? You got to look. You got to perk up, baby.
I mean, he got to do something,
right? You got to.
You
get
can't
people...
get me as a customer like that.
Looking like that, like womp, womp, womp. Look at,
and I'm like, this is my job.
Like, uh-uh.
This is what I do.
You got, dude. You got the, woman, whoever's in there. You got to be a little bit more
like
excited.
This. You want to feel good?
Right.
Come on in the store. You want? Hey, you look like you want to feel good.
Right.
Come up on in the store.
We got so much for you in store.
It's sad.
Yeah,
it's sad. And I, you know what? And my thing is, you can't sell me on that because then I'd be like, "What is that?"
Right.
Standing outside of them doors. You know, like I'm confused, V.
I
would have been nudged. Like, what is that?
And why is it standing there looking like
it's
that?
So sad. It's
kind of like
sad.
A little Teletubby. Like a little Teletubby. I'm like,
it does. Uh-uh. It does. It does look like a skinny one.
Right. A slim Teletubby.
Like lost
I'm
weight.
Like, are you okay?
Yeah,
you need help?
This Teletubby was on with Govee.
Right. Looking sad. Right, Jen. Seriously. Looking sad.
But I'm going to tell you, though, honestly.
You can't. I'm not coming in that store. I'm not coming in there.
You're not meant for that job.
Right. I'm not coming in there. Y'all need to hire somebody
else. I done
came
outside like, bro, you don't have nobody coming
right.
in here yet.
Like, where's the... I don't even hear you talking to people.
He looked so cold. Right. He looked like somebody left him on a doorstep.
Mm-mm.
Looked like an orphan.
Looking lost.
Wow.
I guess.
That is a sad sex toy.
It is indeed. All right. Sis, want to be sad for a second?
Oh, here we are sad again.
Okay, right. Oh. I just use it at Over the Moon Far Away. Posted this.
Told some kids that I'm older than Google.
Yeah, hey, but I ain't sad about it, honey. I'm wondering when was Google created? I know it was I'm
this
older
the
than
same
Google.
Person?
No.
Oh.
Two different people.
Okay.
Okay, replay that again, Todd.
I told some kids that I'm older than Google.
And she looking like, damn, we really are older,
older
than Google.
Than Google too.
Yes. Like.
I want to work at Google. I always said Google probably a fun place to work
at. The best place to work at.
Hey, if that's how you wanted to pick your age, go on. I'm older than a lot of stuff.
Do you remember the first Google gym back in the day called Ask Jeeves? That was like the search engine.
Girl, you brought
before,
it back.
Yes, honey.
Girl, you reeled it back.
Ask Jeeves. Yes. I remember the little guy. He was like a little butler
or
something. Yeah.
He was dressed up.
Right.
Like a little cartoon
character.
I remember that.
That was the Google for us
now
back
you telling
then.
Your age.
Hey, I don't mind, honey.
Age.
Yes,
I ain't gonna
honey.
Agree to that.
And you said,
I got excited. I remember Jeeves. I remember that. It sure was.
Yeah, ask Jeeves. Yeah. Son, he had the answer.
Then Google took him off the market.
Sure did. Google said, oop.
Fired him.
Got him. Right?
Yeah. Oh.
Dang, that's interesting. Ooh,
okay, y'all.
Okay.
Let's keep up with the chick chat.
Yes.
That was a little chick chat. Me and me talking about Jeeves.
Exactly.
Okay? We might be older than Google. We just said.
But damn, Todd, thank you.
But because of that, we all are this girl right here.
Okay.
But let's see.
Let's see
what IG user I'm Mad Sal posted.
Deciding which me I'm going to be today.
Alter ego.
You're a pink pony.
Oh, wow. Look at. But them transition is cold, ain't it?
Yeah, she did that.
Them transitions are
I
cold.
I love that.
Like
I
every
like
part
it.
Of your life almost.
Where was the
like,
hip-hop girl, though?
Oh,
we missed on the hip-hop girl.
Because we had different eras
we all
in
had,
our life.
Yeah.
Yeah, them
the
different stages
the
in our life.
Where was the 90s? Mm-hmm. Oh, Big Sexy. Look, oh, Big. She got the chain. Okay. The
producer
had to reel it back for us. Big Sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's watch it again, producer.
Yeah,
sure,
let's hear the music.
Not?
Let's hear the music. Yeah, that was Big. That was Big. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, where's the hip hop? You're a pink pole. Her makeup is impeccable.
Yeah,
her
it
outfits
is.
Are cute. I
girl,
like
them
it.
Transitions. Baby, she took a long time to edit that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like,
all
she went through
the
all
editing.
The eras.
So
and I identify with every last one of them.
You change clothes for each one, cut and edit it every time, got back in the car.
Yeah.
And even changed the music and
made
it match up.
That's why I say it's
so
a hell of an edit.
That. She, gets 5 gold stars
for okay.
that. I like the country. That's rodeo time.
Yeah, taking us back, baby. You taking us back with
I
that
like
one.
That.
All
okay.
those eras of our lives.
I'm
love it. The different
Sal.
Stages.
Mm-hmm. You.
All right, y'all. Last one for Chick Chat. That mirror is the real winner here. Okay, let me see. I just use it at Janisty Ireland posted this. 56 years flexible like a 26 year old.
I think I've seen this. She did that. You gonna try that, V?
Oh, heck to the no.
Oh,
Lord. Girl, don't.
Almost.
You almost had it.
Put your foot in.
Okay.
It's gonna be the lift, though, from the abdomen.
It's gonna take her out. Girl, that's where all the strength is at. That's the most difficult
look,
part.
Look, she had to grab on the mirror. Girl,
with
she had to grab on the mirror.
What a dirty car.
And she keep honking the horn.
Right, bump. I bet her husband probably come outside.
Look at
what
the
hell are you doing?
Look at
the
butt imprint. Look at her, girl. She is worn out.
Yeah. Where did you do it? Okay.
I love it.
Yes. Look at her hair. Ooh, play that again, too.
Girl, she
that
say,
good.
Mom, what are you doing?
56 years old, flexible like a 26 year old. In. Wow.
But see, they still edited it.
Yeah.
They still cut it.
Mm-hmm.
See, she's showing you the full video.
Right, everything.
They
exactly.
The girl cut it in the beginning.
And she's doing a hell of a good job even doing that.
But like
I couldn't
you
even
said,
do that.
The mirror is the real winner.
Right.
She grabbed on that mirror. Girl, look at
like
the butt imprint from the dirt. But listen, the daughter say, Mom, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
She said,
trying
okay.
to be Spider-Woman, baby.
She say, you ready to go?
Mom, yeah, where did you do it? I'm okay. What happened?
Oh, you happy? You ready to go?
Oh.
I guess she said, I'm going to prove to myself I can do
I
this
can
too.
I can do this. I love to see people try and challenge it.
Because
it is so funny.
With her dirty car and all. She's like, I'm finna do this with my dirty car.
Yeah. She
okay.
probably in a snowy atmosphere.
Because
that's how all them cars look like in Colorado and
yeah.
stuff. They all ashy. Like
yeah.
that. She left that beautiful butt print, though.
And the kids, I always got to point
said,
you out. Mom, you're like, hey.
What happened?
I'm okay. The
it's
hair all discombobulated.
It's
she's like,
okay. I'm okay. You ready to go? You ready to go?
Well, look, Jen, you flexible. I can see you doing that.
Girl, bye.
Well, y'all know for real, Jen is very flexible, y'all. Don't let her fool y'all. She is flexible.
In the right areas, though. In the right positions and right. But that.
Because, honey.
That.
Just the way she got on that car. I was
you
like,
know what?
How
as
she
short
even...
as I am, my feet probably would go right into the window.
Right. They will. And then you can lift yourself up. Because you used to be a cheerleader, girl. That pays out.
I used to be a cheerleader. I used to play volleyball and I was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
But girl,
you got it, boo.
I
know you ain't going to try, but you could
no,
do it.
I literally want to try.
See?
Because you got me pumped up now. You got me pumped up.
I guess
to
if put, girl
put,
love.
To put a tripod into my
yes.
garage.
Yes.
And
try
myself doing this.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all be in surgery again.
Oh, no. All right, y'all. We got to take a quick commercial break on that note. All right. When we come back, y'all know your girls got more for you. What we got for them, Jen?
Louder for the people in the bay. Jen,
y'all
don't do that challenge. That's my message.
Woo. Lord have mercy. Like, wait a minute.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scrolling with Jen and V. We are at our last part of the show, the hype part. You hear me?
The finals.
We got to end it on a good note.
Absolutely.
What we got for the people? For the people.
Louder for the people in the backpack.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of hidden messages, hidden gems are in these videos?
Message.
All right, Jen, start us off with the message.
Let's do that. What do you do when people say, do I know you?
Oh.
And
I've done it.
I'm like, do I know you?
Mm.
I guess IG user Real Ron Cena.
I like her video.
Posted this. Is it IG?
When people say, you look familiar, respond with this. Were we in prison together? Were you in Homestead Correctional Institution? I guarantee you it's almost always going to be a conversation stopper. They're looking at you like, oh my God, no, I was going to say that we shot at the same target. Bitch, get out of here. Now they're clutching their pearls and trying to get as far away from you as possible. And if you need more introverted tips so that you don't have to talk to people, hit the follow button.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Run that back again, Saul, because she's dropping the gem on y'all.
Yeah.
When people say, you look familiar, respond with this. Were we in prison together? Were you in Homestead Correctional Institution? I guarantee you it's almost always going to be a conversation stopper. They're looking at you like, oh my God, no, I was going to say that we shot at the same target. Bitch, get out of here. Now they're clutching their pearls and trying to get as far away from you as possible. And if you need more introverted tips so that you don't have to talk to people,
I'm going
to
use it.
Hit the follow button.
I'm going to use it.
I got to tell my husband to use it because my husband is an introvert.
Mm.
See, me and Jen, we're talkers. Like, we're extroverts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't mind talking. But we will say, do I know you, though? We will ask that.
Yeah.
We may ask it in different ways because y'all know Jen is like, do I know you?
Yeah.
And I say, do I know you kind of look familiar.
I do say that. I say, you look like I've seen you before.
Yeah.
But
we'll get it started. But introverts, like my husband, I'm going to have to give him that tip, show him that video. Like, use this.
Video.
Use this tip right here.
It's a message.
Yeah.
Did you use it in the DLC? you was on the cell down the hallway from
me. Uh-huh.
Like, no, she say, now they clutching their pearls.
Okay.
And trying to get as far away from you as possible.
Exactly. You was on food duty. I've been seeing you in the cafeteria in the prison.
You were the lunch cafeteria
right,
lady?
Uh-huh.
Soon. I'm talking about as soon as you say that.
Let me get away.
And I'll be like this.
Like, not gone. Move around.
No, you don't
move
know
around.
Me.
Move around.
You know me.
Okay. All right, y'all.
You wish you did.
Uh-oh.
But you don't know me.
Y'all.
You don't know me.
Okay.
No. It may be in another life, but you don't know me.
You don't know me. That's what T.I. said. You don't know me.
Yeah.
T.I. said it.
He said it, too.
He said, you don't know me.
Right.
I think he said that.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. All right.
Get out my face.
Yeah, we done got to start it.
I'm sorry, but I feel her. Real Ron Cena, I feel you on that.
All right, y'all. Did we all know this? I want to know that. Did we all know this?
Show me and I'll tell you.
Okay. Got it. I should use it at Marissa Herbstler. She didn't say sure, so we're going to show everybody. How about we show everybody?
Let's see.
Be the only one who didn't know this. So I just randomly started singing the song Soulja Boy to my husband, because that's what I do. I just randomly break out into song. And I started singing it to him. And, I was doing the Superman thing. And I was like, what does this Superman thing even mean? And he said that it's when a boy, on a girl's back, and then the girl rolls over, and then the sheet gets stuck to her back. And then she stands up, and she has a cape. Superman cape. So you're telling me that I'm in seventh grade cranking that Soulja Boy and doing
me
the Superman.
Me too, right? I'm like,
and that's what it means?
I was too. I was.
Am I the only one who didn't know this?
I didn't know that.
Because I actually said, I was singing that song like crazy.
And doing a little dance
and doing
moves
in the
with
club.
It, right? Like, woo.
But that Superman, like, ooh, that Superman, like, oh, Soulja Boy.
We was today years old when we learned of this.
Watch me roll. Oh,
today
my gosh.
Years old. Okay, replay it again one more time. Todd, let me
I can't
just
be the only one who didn't know this. So I just randomly started singing the song Soulja Boy to my husband, because that's what I do. I just randomly break out into song, and I started singing it to him. And I was doing the Superman thing, and I was like, what does this Superman thing even mean? And he said that it's when a boy, on a girl's back, and then the girl rolls over, and then the sheet gets stuck to her back, and then she stands up and she has a cape. Superman cape. So you're telling me that I'm in seventh grade cranking that Soulja Boy and doing the Superman, and that's what it means? Am I the only one who didn't know this?
No.
So I guess I be doing the Superman all the time, honey. Oh, I didn't even know it. Like, I got a cape on my damn back. Ooh, y'all. Okay. I think we got to end the show, Jen. Well, thank you guys for watching and hanging out with us and learning that, you know, for louder in the people in the back.
That's a message.
Yes.
And matter of fact, I'm going to put it on in the car.
Right. Just like,
just so I can listen to it all over again.
Context clues.
You learn stuff. Yeah, I'm telling you, when you watch scrolling, you actually learn stuff.
Yeah.
From these reels.
Well, we learned
and
something.
Today,
yes.
I learned, I had no idea that's what that means. How often y'all clean y'all sheets? Let me stop, girl.
We gotta go, y'all. We gotta end the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see y'all next time on another popping episode of Scrolling with Jen and
Absolutely.